T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Health officials again pushing for more Americans to get the shots. We have the story.
Kansas hopes to get more students vaccinated before classes begin next month. I'm Dan O'Neill.
A look at the pandemic's impact on the Wichita labor market. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Yesterday, we got to 91 for the high in Wichita. Today, maybe even hotter. Our full forecast is on the way.
The White House COVID task force is reiterating the need for vaccinations as the Delta variant drives a new surge in cases across the country. Meanwhile, the White House will not say how many staffers have tested positive for coronavirus.
A fully vaccinated White House staffer developed mild symptoms of coronavirus this week, leading to questions about other previous breakthrough cases that went unreported.
I don't think you can expect that we're going to be providing numbers of breakthrough cases.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the White House will report cases in people who had close contact with the president, vice president, first lady, or second gentleman.
We're in a very different place than we were several months ago.
The Delta variant has been driving a large increase in cases across the country. At the White House, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Kansas officials are pinning their hopes of keeping the COVID-19 Delta variant in check on more people getting inoculated because it's reported to be spreading rapidly among the unvaccinated.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says there's not enough time before K-12 schools resume classes in mid-August to get all of the students ages 12 and older fully vaccinated. But she adds that the state will focus on giving at least the first of two doses to as many of them as possible.
We're doing everything we possibly can to get shots in as many arms as we possibly can, because that's the only thing that's going to stop it.
The number of confirmed Delta variant cases in Kansas has tripled this month to more than 1,100. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Kansas economy is gradually recovering from the impact of the COVID pandemic. Keith Loing, president and CEO of Workforce Alliance of South Central Kansas, tells KNSS News the Wichita labor market was hard hit with a sky-high jobless rate.
We peaked back in April of 2020 at 19%. That was right at the heart of all the shutdowns and stay-at-home orders. We have steadily gone down in terms of the rate, but we're holding about 5% unemployment. That's the official number. I know that doesn't capture everybody. We probably have anywhere from 10 to 15,000 people receiving unemployment insurance benefits right now.
Keith Loing is our guest this weekend on Issues 2021, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
Wichita police have identified a 28-year-old man who died in a crash near Park City while he was fleeing from officers. Police say Gabriel Christian Syme was behind the wheel of a small sport utility vehicle that sped away from a traffic stop and collided with a pickup truck. The truck driver suffered injuries that are not considered life-threatening. Police spokesman Charlie Davidson says before the traffic stop, officers received a report that Syme was selling drugs while armed. Davidson says police found possible evidence of drugs in Syme's car after the crash.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says she won't let antics stand in the way of a January 6th committee's investigation.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is not ruling out appointing additional Republicans to a select committee formed to investigate the violent breach of the Capitol on January 6th.
There are some members who would like to be on it, but We'll see.
The speaker defended her refusal to accept two Republicans named to the panel, Jim Jordan and Jim Banks, citing previous comments and actions from those Republicans. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says the other three Republicans he named to the panel will not participate in a sham process.
Because it's not going to change the outcome of what it seems like a predetermined or already written report.
Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney, selected by Pelosi, will serve on the panel. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The state of Mississippi is preparing to take on the Supreme Court decision of Roe v. Wade this fall.
The legal thrust and parries point to a pending showdown as the Supreme Court prepares to hear this fall oral arguments of a Mississippi case that banned abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The core issue is whether abortion can be restricted even if the fetus is not viable outside the womb, a direct challenge to Roe v. Wade, the 1973 decision that legalized abortion. The state upped the ante, filing a brief asking the court to overrule Roe in order to uphold the state's restrictions on abortion.
Fox's Lauren Green reporting. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Pretty super road trip continues with the Wichita wind surge. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
An official with the Kansas City School District says students will likely be required to wear masks when classes begin next month. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. An official with the Kansas City School District says students will likely be required to wear masks when classes begin next month. Sarah Williams, a COVID-19 coordinator for the district, said no decisions have been made, but she is recommending the district require students and staff to wear masks even if they've been vaccinated.
Australia's Prime Minister under pressure over a slow vaccine rollout as lockdown restrictions grow.
With half of Australia's population under coronavirus lockdowns as cases of the infectious Delta variant spread, Prime Minister Scott Morrison is feeling the heat.
I'm certainly sorry that we haven't been able to achieve the marks that we had hoped for.
Morrison says he accepts responsibility for a sluggish vaccination campaign.
But what's more important is that we're totally focused on ensuring that we've been turning this around.
Just over 10% of Australians are fully vaccinated, compared with around 50% of Americans. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
A thrill seeker has plummeted to her death.
A Colombian bungee jumper left off a bridge without a fastened cord this week. Yesenia Morales fell 164 feet to her death at a popular jumping spot. She and her boyfriend were both part of an excursion organized by local company Sky Bungee Jumping. Morales was behind her date in line. Things went wrong after the operator signaled for Morales' boyfriend to take the plunge, but apparently she thought it was her cue to jump, and she did so without being locked in. Investigators are calling it a tragic misunderstanding. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A teen girl's summer fun on the beach in New Jersey interrupted by a close encounter with a bird.
Video recorded aboard an amusement park ride in Wildwood captures the moment a 13-year-old girl collided with a seagull, or rather, the bird collided with her. Kylie Holman was riding the spring shot, which launches riders 75 miles per hour into the air with a friend when a seagull hit her in the face. Holman says she tried to tell her friend what happened, but the other girl was too distracted to hear about her avian encounter. She somehow managed to pull the seagull off her face. Holman adds she has no plans to go on the spring shot ever again. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Traffic this morning here in the Wichita area. Right now in traffic, things actually looking pretty good. I'm not really seeing any traffic slowdowns to speak of out there. Those gasoline prices, again, starting to see gasoline prices coming down in the Wichita area. $2.96 a gallon or $2.97 a gallon in a lot of places. I've even seen better than that, $2.95 near Pawnee and Hillside. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Happy Friday, Steve. How you doing?
Friday is here. How about that? A full moon this morning earlier. I don't know if it's still visible, but it was big and round and orange and golden and probably has some of that smoke in the air out there. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're still dealing with some of that haze out there. And, yeah, no, I actually I was able to show it on our WSU campus Skyview camera during our show just before it dropped below the horizon. But, yeah, it was big, bright, beautiful, and, yeah, still had that kind of reddish-orangish kind of hue to it, yeah, because of that haze. This is what we'll continue to deal with today as the smoke from a lot of those wildfires well off to our northwest continues to kind of filter into the area. Therefore, anyone with any kind of respiratory issues, just continue to take it easy outside and limit that time outside if you can as well. Right now, air quality good to moderate levels and will likely stay in that range as we go through the day ahead. Also going to be a hotter start to the weekend. That's another big weather headline. The heat wave that we've been talking about really kicking into gear to starting today, continuing through the weekend and throughout much of next week as well. So we'll be at 95 today under a mostly sunny sky. Even though we're expecting mostly sunny conditions, keep in mind, because of the smoke, it's going to be some hazy sunshine, similar to what we've been experiencing over the last few days. South winds a little bit stronger today. I expect them to be on the breezy side at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Could see some gusts upwards of 30. Mostly clear skies tonight. Continuing to stay dry out there with a low of 72. Going to make for a warm start to our Saturday morning for any early risers tomorrow. And then more hazy sunshine tomorrow and a little bit warmer than today, getting up to 97 degrees. Once we factor in the humidity, likely feeling like the upper 90s to triple digits, turning partly cloudy in spots by the time we get into our Saturday night, because there is going to be a 10% chance of a shower or storm. Not really looking all that promising, but then we'll go up to a 20% chance by Sunday, and we could have maybe an isolated shower or storm, especially during the afternoon as we wrap up the weekend. 97, though, so even if we do have some rainfall, not really going to help us out in the temperature department all that much to cool us down. 95 to kick off the work week next week with another 20% chance, shower, storm, drying out after that with highs staying well into the 90s. So the dog days of summer continuing through the end of the month. Right now we're at 69 degrees with fair skies out there, just a few clouds, southeast winds light at 6 miles an hour, visibility down to 7 miles, likely being impacted by some of that smoke.
So the dog days of summer are barking at us this morning, right?
Yeah, barking, and they're going to be barking pretty loud, especially during the afternoon hour, Steve. You know, right now, temperatures, you know, bearable, but I think our ACs are going to be working overtime over the next few days.
Yeah, drink the water. Drink the water.
Yeah, that too.
All right. Thank you, Ronnell. It's coming up on 7:14, Stephen 10 in the morning, and that, of course, KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Stephen 10 here on KNSS, sunny hot day across South Central Kansas Thursday, Wichita's high temperature 91 degrees, normal high for the date 93. On this date in 1982, a tragedy, actor Vic Morrow and two children were killed during the filming of Twilight Zone, the movie, when a helicopter crashed. Director John Landis and four others were acquitted of charges in the deaths. This helicopter, have you ever seen the footage of that, Ted?
Yeah.
This helicopter, they're filming this scene of Vietnam. Mm-hmm. Sort of a scene, and this helicopter's coming down, and it tipped or something, and that blade came around and pretty much, I think, cut all three people right in half.
Yeah,
it was nasty, sad. Nasty stuff. And that movie was kind of cursed by that, but you've probably seen the movie.
I've seen it.
What is it, three or four different sequels, mm-hmm. of including the segment on the monster on the plane,
yep.
the wing. It's an interesting movie. But,
doesn't Lithgow have the... he has the Shatner part, I believe, in that
Nightmare at 20,000.
Oh, yeah, Lithgow's guy on the plane. Okay. Vic Morrow was, he was a kind of a character actor. I remember he had a television series on in the 60s. I think it was Combat.
Yeah.
Where they just followed these guys, this group of guys in World War II, these soldiers. And so Vic was the star of that, and he was in a lot of other things as well. 1982 that occurred. Let's see, what else we got going on today? Washington Post politics reporter Felicia Sunmez has sued the paper and several of its current and former editors for discriminating against her as a victim of sexual assault. In a suit filed Wednesday in D.C. Superior Court, Sunmez says she was not allowed to report on sexual misconduct and frequently taken off stories after she publicly spoke out about her experience. Sunmez says she suffered humiliation, emotional distress, and physical pain because of the alleged discriminatory conduct, which she said violated the D.C. Human Rights Act. Washington Post, Post spokesperson Chris Corradi declined to comment on the suit. So these charges can crop up almost everywhere. 7:16, Stephen 10 in the morning here on this Friday morning and attend
Olympic opening ceremony.
Yes, opening ceremony's underway.
Going on right now. Every athlete I've seen come in has had a mask on, except for Kyrgyzstan, which has now come in, and none of them are wearing masks.
Yeah, I don't even know where Kyrgyzstan is, but those hats they're wearing are pretty funny. Yeah, there's a guy masking up.
Dude, they're the first contingent I've seen that hasn't worn masks.
Guatemala on the way next. It's interesting. They're doing these people are just walking through, waving flags and waving at a non-existent crowd.
Waving it at the cameras.
Yeah, at the cameras.
There's no people there.
Yeah. So it's the action is underway. The competition's underway already, isn't it?
Yeah, they already started doing some stuff things already earlier in the week.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is not going to surprise you, but the eruption of COVID-19 across the United States last year caused the proportion of people working from home to nearly double. I would have thought more than that. With the shift most pronounced among college graduates and workers in such fields as finance and professional services. Duh. The share of employed people working from home shot up from 22% in 2019 to 42% in 2020. I'm kind of surprised they had that many people working from home, 22% before. And that was one of the striking findings of an annual government survey that documented the far-reaching impact the pandemic had on Americans' lives, everyday lives, since the viral pandemic struck in March of last year. The American Times Youth Survey details how people spent their time last year from working to relaxing to sleeping. But not much socializing going on there. All right, Ted, just a quick comment about our friend Keith Lawing from the Alliance, Workforce Alliance, in this interview that we did this week that's going to be on the air Sunday morning at 8. And Keith pointed out that last year, not only before the pandemic ever hit, we were laying off 5,000 people out of Spirit Aerospace in Wichita, and then the pandemic hit, and it was just been a terrible year for Wichita and South Central Kansas.
Yeah, now news coming out, they're hiring.
Now they're hiring
5,000 people.
They're going to try to hire them all
the next
back.
3 years.
Right.
So,
that's
yeah,
the good news.
That's
and
the typical Wichita cycle.
Yeah, and the aircraft industry has a lot to do with it. And don't forget that not only is Spirit out there with all those folks working there, but all the little subcontractors around the area that we're in.
Which is so much a part of that chain and our economy.
It's going to be a while before we get back to where we were, I think. All right, it's coming up on 7:18, Steve and Ted in the morning, and Cook Island's coming through right now. And do you see the flag waver there? Kind of nice. 7:18, Stephen here at KNSS. Time for sports with Ted Woodward. Talking about baseball this morning, right, Ted?
Yeah, we got the Kansas City Royals after a day off. They are home this weekend, starting up a six-game homestand. And the hottest team in baseball is coming to Kauffman Stadium. You might be surprised to know that that's the Detroit Tigers. They are on a seven-game winning streak right now. Their longest winning streak in 5 years.
Wow.
They haven't lost since the All-Star break. Ever since the All-Star game, they had a perfect week. They went 7-0. The Royals have won three of their last five. It's a big weekend at Kauffman Stadium. Tonight, Hawaiian Shirt Night. Tomorrow night, Alex Gordon Bobblehead Night. Sunday afternoon, K-State Day at Kauffman Stadium. You can hear all those Royals-Tigers games on 97.5 and 1240 AFH. Minor league baseball for the Wichita Wind Surge. A long 12-game stretch in the state of Arkansas. And so far, 3-for-3 for the Surge. They win again in Little Rock last night, shutting out Arkansas 5-0 in a game that made it as far as the eighth inning. Wichita got a home run in the top of the first inning, had a 1-0 lead most of the game, then scored four in the top of the eighth, and then they had a rainstorm in the bottom of the eighth, and they waited a half hour and said, we're done. Surge win at 5-0. Chris Vallemont, the starting pitcher, went six scoreless innings, eight strikeouts. As Wichita has now won 9 of its last 11. And they are in the number two spot right now in the league standings, holding a three-game lead for that spot. Nicely done. The Surge in Little Rock for the rest of the weekend against the Travelers in minor league baseball action. In the majors, the St. Louis Cardinals win at home yesterday, beat the Chicago Cubs 3-2. Back-to-back wins for the Cardinals. They now are on the winning side of the ledger, 49-48 on the season. First time they've had a winning record in a month. The Cardinals are still seven games behind for a playoff spot. Of course, as we were talking about, the Summer Olympics opening ceremony underway in Tokyo.
First Lady Jill Biden is among VIPs in attendance at the opening ceremony, but there are no spectators in the stadium as part of efforts to control the coronavirus. The USA team's sports performance chief, Rick Adams, says after months of uncertainty surrounding the Games, there's excitement.
It has been an incredible journey for not only Team USA's athletes, but for athletes all around the world.
Meanwhile, on vaccines, U.S. team officials estimate around 83% of American athletes have had COVID-19 shots. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
The opening ceremony is currently taking place. The Parade of Nations, all athletes coming into the stadium. Ivory Coast coming in.
I got to tell you, some of these nations I've never heard of. Cote d'Ivoire, is that what that is right there?
Ivory Coast.
Oh, okay.
Coming into the stadium.
Interesting outfit, so. Wow, really.
Oh, yeah, everybody's dressed to the nines.
That's nice.
For the cameras. And a happy birthday tomorrow to a guy that we worked with a ton over the years. Bruce Hurdle, having a birthday tomorrow.
Bruce Hurdle.
Guy that's a longtime TV sports guy at Channel 12. Currently the co-host of The Drive every weekday morning from 9 to 11 over on KFH.
Where did you first meet Bruce Hurdle?
For Sports Daily. There we go.
Sports Daily.
The drive's the afternoon show.
Where'd you first heard it to Bruce? You remember?
I don't remember doing
ball games at it. Which
probably. Yeah.
I ran into him at KFH. I took a job at KFH in 1980 in the news department. He was a sports guy there. Just started. He was doing the soccer games.
Yeah. He did the TV for the Wings.
Hit it off right away. He's a little strange, no doubt about it. But we love him.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Good guy to know.
So, Bruce Hurdle.
Happy birthday tomorrow to Bruce.
Yeah.
And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
It's at 7:22 now. Keep it here for a house call for health. Health officials want you to know how to prevent a condition affecting thousands of Americans every year. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.